with me today, live in the Art Heart building in Toronto. There's been a lot going on with this band for a while now, but there's something now that I think anybody that is somewhat attached to sports, someone who is has a bit of Canadian pride, would have a lot of happiness around what you guys are doing right now. So tell us a bit about this this cover that you've done and why you've done it.
Yeah, man. So we did Come Together. It's a famous, obviously famous Beatles song.
Yeah.
I've been playing it for years now. It's been in our repertoire for many, many years, playing open mics, etc. And we were approached to do a song for the World Cup. And after picking our jaws up off the floor, we decided, yeah, this was great. And they also really loved it. So it just kind of everything lined up and you could say everything came together. Exactly.
Are you are you both sports fans?
Honestly, I don't really watch sports, not really good at sports, but I have a lot of appreciation and admiration for it. It obviously, it's huge. And
yeah, of course.
It's like the biggest, one of the biggest events.
Yeah.
Ever.
When I was 6 years old, I got kicked off my soccer team, my old team, just because I, instead of playing the game, I would just like pull my pants down and run around the field and moon everybody. And luckily, my parents saw a problem child and they put a guitar in my hands to keep me out of trouble. Yeah. And that didn't work very well. But, you know, here we are now. So
here we are. Yeah.
My earliest memories of soccer was looking down at the ball and never seeing my foot connect with it. Just seeing my leg go up and go, I missed it again. I'm so bad at this. But I think it's really, really rad that you're attached to something like that, because that's going to give a lot of people a chance to hear this band. And, you know, you're a band that I've been championing for a long, long time. We've been playing you guys here at Showman Montreal. And I know across the iHeart Network, we, you know, our rock stations have always loved supporting Crownlands. I think that's the coolest thing about this, is that people are going to discover this band. And so, you know, whether you were mooning people unwillingly when you're young and you weren't attached too much to the sport, it's giving you an opportunity for so many people to hear this band.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's going to be hopefully a lot of people will be coming to the table from it, people who wouldn't necessarily otherwise have heard of Crownlands. So that's great.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be part of something that's so historic for Canada.
Definitely. Right. It's like the second time they've ever done this. So it's it's really starting to sink in how so wild and huge this thing is.
All the power to that team, those fellows, you know, just crushing it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it is pretty much the biggest sport in the world, as much as, you know, as Canadians, we love hockey, but
of course,
you know, football or soccer, it's just so, so big worldwide. So kudos to you. There's something really, really cool about this band. There's something that I think that lacks in a lot of music today, is there's just this integrity and the fact that the two of you can go on stage and create so much noise and just being two people. I know, having seen you, that it's something you can't really believe until you see the band. Do you get that sometimes where people come see you and that don't really know anything about you, and then they'll be like, there's only two of you.
But you get like the weird negs where people be like, you guys are great for a duo. That kind of thing.
But a lot of people are like, oh, I think there was like, I thought there was five of you, or like someone's off stage, and we're like, no, it's just a circus, guys. Yeah. Like, welcome to the circus.
I think that's the thing, because there are a lot of bands that are there, you know, there are two members and you can hear that it's somewhat basic, but with you guys, it sounds like there could be five people in the band.
Yeah. I mean, we started out trying to strip it back, but
didn't really work out.
It's just trying to be true to like where we come from as artists, and like who influences us and the kind of art that excites us.
Yeah. And like loving Rush and like Yes and King Crimson and like bands like that. The obvious,
like the more lush, orchestrated symphonic rock music of the 70s.
Yeah, it was just an obvious path for us to take. It was like, yeah, we're going to eventually go where our hearts are.
Yeah. So again, it comes back to what you're talking about, how soccer players only have their limbs, or players only have their limbs, depending on what side of the pond.
Yes, yes.
Our manager's English, so he's a big football man.
Yeah, don't you dare say soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
Ollie's in the room with us.
Holy.
And so we kind of take that approach where like every limb that we have is used to be triggering some kind of musical sound.
Yes.
And so like a lot of the time, like Cody's, you know, going around their giant 20 the drum kit and singing three octaves above the human ear. And, you know, I'm stuck playing, you know, guitar, bass, keyboards all at the same time, trying to use, you know, like a couple of times I've used my nose to play some keyboard parts or the guitar headstock.
It's pretty incredible to watch. Yeah. But you just gotta use it, you know? Even me, I'm like, wow, that, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there ever a time where you're just like, can we just, like, can I just sing and you play guitar?
Dude, like, that's the thing, right? Like all the time we're like, oh my God, it's a lot of work. Like, oh.
We got a couple moments in this set where Cody comes up front when I just do like an acoustic guitar thing and Cody sings, and the workload dramatically lightens.
Yeah.
And we've definitely had those moments where I push for it a lot more than Cody does of adding members and kind of doing the Mars Volta thing, where obviously that band is Cedric and Omar.
Yeah.
And a revolving door of some of the best musicians around. Mm-hmm. And there's so many great people that we love and respect that we would love to be playing music with. And it's just about, like, you know, when the time is right, when the budget permits.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive conversation and undertaking. And it's just a lot of, like, conversations, right? Because it's a big deal. It's if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, you know? But, you know, I don't know if I want to be like 60 years old and strapping on the double neck.
you're just like this. You got your foot here and you're like,
call your chiropractor.
Yeah. But we'll see, you know. Yeah. I think, like, it's weird because we've been at it for about 7 years, 8 years now.
Yeah.
And it still feels like we're starting.
Yeah.
Obviously.
COVID, right? Like, yeah, everyone COVID was kind of robbed of a few locked, years yeah. there. And so, like, naturally, it feels like, you know, less time has passed.
It'll be nice to see what happens, like, as time, you know, progresses. Because, again, like, Genesis is one of my favorite bands, not just for the music, but the way they handled their career. And it'll be nice to see if we can... you know, maybe take that approach one day where obviously in the studio, Cody and I are capable of tracking everything ourselves, but, you know,
it'd be nice to just sing. I mean,
yeah, hey, it'd be nice to maybe one day, you know, Cody could be this generation's Phil Collins, you know.
I know I can sing much better when I'm just singing.
Yeah. Well,
that's the thing. So when you're in recording and you're creating, you know, the world's your oyster. You can do whatever you want. I mean, you can just add as many tracks as you want, but then at one point you have to say, we got to do this live and there's only two of us.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, a lot of people don't know, but, like, when you sit down, your diaphragm, your strength of your diaphragm is cut in half.
Yeah, so of course. Absolutely.
You have to find really weird ways to, in order to engage the diaphragm, you know, like leaning forward on, like, my drum seat has been like a way that I've been able to cheat it a bit, mm-hmm. but, like, you get so much more power and control when you're standing up.
Yeah.
And that's just really just like physiology.
And, like, butt plugs help you get the as well, right?
That's my secret, man.
You're gonna lose that soccer money. Stop. But let me tell you.
Right.
What's that?
This isn't live.
No, it's not live. No, not at all. Hang on. No, it's not live. Added to those dates in 2023. That's huge. July Talk. Very different bands. And that's what I think is gonna be great about that tour. Is that, I mean, you guys are very, very different soundscapes, but I think what's great about all of you getting together is just good people.
Yeah. And I think it's, like, really brave and beautiful of July Talk to have such a different band out with them. Cause, like, we're kind of in this, like, weird thing in our music where we don't necessarily fit entirely on active rock radio. We don't necessarily fit in alt rock. And July Talk has been one of those bands that has, you know, they've been like monsters of that alt movement in Canada for so long, and for them to take, like, us, which, you know, again, as July Talk's, like, sort of a left-leaning, like, left of center band, and for us to be equally weird in a very different world, and it is cool. Like I know, like Pete Lee and the rest of them, like, actually they asked us personally to join them, which is amazing.
So, they're great people.
Yeah, we met them at a festival out east this summer, and we had breakfast with them and just had the best talk. They're just, like, lovely humans.
Yeah.
And just, like, you know, and then you see them on stage and they're just, like, completely animals.
Yeah.
There's something about the push and pull of those two vocalists together that is just beautiful.
Nice.
It's a beautiful thing that to witness. I mean, it's Beauty and the Beast. That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
totally. That's a great way to put it. And we actually, I guess our connection might be Tanya Tagok, right? Where she's collaborated with them, and she so graciously did the voiceover at the beginning of End of the Road
yes.
For us.
Yes.
And so that she's good. Another absolutely incredible artist.
So, so good. I love her. I got to see her once in Guelph and it was amazing.
She's really pushing boundaries with her art and what she says. Yeah, it's just, it's sweet. Like,
books too.
Yeah. And like the longer that, you know, we've kind of been in the sphere of the Canadian music scene, mm-hmm. we're starting to feel like part of it rather than like weirdo outsiders. But
yeah.
Maybe our contribution is to be, you know, outside.
I mean, someone's got to do it.
I mean, okay, hey. Someone has to fly the Prague flag. I mean,
yeah.
It's growing up, the only bands to look up to were the bands that existed 40, 50 years ago.
And we were made fun of for liking those bands. So it's funny how that.
Yeah, like my teachers clowned me for liking Rush.
Yeah, I'm like some of my like classmates too. Yeah.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
like, right. What's wrong with you? Like Rush, come on, it's like
exactly. So it's nice that those guys have seen so much love, and you know they deserve it. They're the best band in the world.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They are.
Yeah, so we're just gonna do our best to carry the torch in our.
You guys got to get your face on that Mount Rushmore of prog rock. That's what you got to do.
That's it. There you go.
the one thing that you know, all these influences that you mentioned are. They're not just casual throwaways. You're talking about some of the monsters of rock, like Rush, King Crimson, Genesis. Yes. I mean, these are bands that have fan bases that are like that put everything they do under a microscope. I mean,
yeah.
It's their intense fan base. So if that's the cloth that you're cut from, then it's not surprising that more and more people are getting hip to this band. And what I love about you guys is that you can sink your teeth into your music. It's not just throwaway stuff. You do have radio songs. You do have stuff that's very, very catchy, but then you'll have something like a 7-minute song that's played at radio and you're like, all right, these guys they're going to do things by their own rules. And that's what I love.
I think, thanks, and I want to thank you, especially for spinning Context, which is our 8-minute song.
Dude, it's a very, 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 very metal moment.
Well, it's magical. It's really brave of you guys. And again, I just want to thank you personally for actually believing in us enough to spin, the really, the musical stuff that you don't hear on most mainstream rock radio. A lot of people have reached out to us and been like, I heard this song
so
really, really cool. Thanks,
thank you so much, man.
Hey, listen, you know, we're just doing what we do here, and we support music, and I think, you know, across the iHeart network, there's so many people that have heard this band in Montreal, of course, you know, Shome being built on what it was built on, which was you know, bands like Harmonium, just progressive bands. It makes a lot of sense, but it's great that somebody can dip their toe into Crownlands and hear a song like Come Together, a cover, and then be ushered into the sound. So but listen, I'm always happy to talk to both of you. I'm always proud to see that, you know, the overnight success that 7 years in is starting to happen more and more. And unfortunately, that's just what happens. You'll be 10 years into your career and people will be like, where were you guys? And like,
we were here, man. Yeah. But like, thank you so much, man. It's awesome being on this journey. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing both of you again. And I hope this brings a whole new, you know, group of ears to you. Because I'm thinking it's going to. I really, really am.
Yeah, hopefully those ears will have people attached to them. Otherwise, you know, I gotta be wondering who's sending me these ears.
What's with these ears?
What's with these ears, man?
I love your Mad Max poster, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. Don't even get me. If you ever want to sit and talk just about movies and you want to talk about Mad Max and the Warriors and the Shining and all that stuff, it's like, we can do that.
Oh, yeah. Deal. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And thanks so much again, man.